B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
George Zimmerman suing the family of Trayvon Martin, the story of Mary J. Blige, and celebrating Stan Lee. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, he says he didn't do anything wrong, so why is Justin Timberlake apologizing to his wife?
Romero has your sports.
Why the Bruins are guaranteed to beat the Blackhawks tonight in Boston. You know what? Go to the Encore and bet on the Bruins right now. You're going to win money.
But first, an investigation underway in Brookline after at least two manholes exploded. The explosions happened near the intersection of Route 9 and Cypress Street last night. No injuries were reported. Officials say that there was an odor of gas in the neighborhood, but don't know what the ignition source was. George Zimmerman suing the family of Trayvon Martin. This is unbelievable. Zimmerman's claiming defamation, abuse of civil process, and conspiracy. He's seeking $100 million from Trayvon's parents.
Somebody smack him, please.
Their attorney and others, with Trayvon's mother, the lead defendant. Oh, my God.
That is disgusting.
He's not going to win. Did you hear about the lawyer? The lawyer is like, he notoriously is known for like doing a lot of like anti-black cases, and he was being investigated for to get his license pulled and all that crap.
I can't.
Go give a little donation if you can to the Trayvon Martin Foundation. My God. The life story of Mary J. Blige is coming. Amazon Studios and E1 are working on the project that will follow Mary's life in the music industry and also her past struggles with poverty and abuse and addiction and heartbreak. It'll also follow her special concert tour to commemorate the 25th anniversary of her My Life album. Mary will be an executive producer, and no word on when it will be released. And one for you, Romero. Speaking of life stories, Disney has announced a new special to celebrate the life and legacy of Stan Lee. The show will feature the journey throughout the life of Stan Lee, as well as never-before-seen interviews and footage with Lee himself. Celebrating Marvel's Stan Lee will air on ABC on December 20th.
Pebbles, I haven't even seen it yet, and it's the greatest documentary that
I've ever seen. Of documentaries.
It is amazing.
Hey, from the Yay area!
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, look out. We have an R. Kelly girlfriend imposter. Now, when a Patreon account featuring someone posing to be R. Kelly's girlfriend, Joycelyn Savage, popped up, you knew something was a little off. Well, we later found out that that account was fake, and Joycelyn is now speaking out. She says she would never flip on R. Kelly. That is her man.
That is not my Instagram. Someone is impersonating me. I just want everyone to know we still support him and we will never betray him. Me and Azriel will forever love him.
Can we keep this clip so when eventually they both turn on him, we can just play it over and over and over?
Well, in this video, she was reading a statement off her phone, and a lot of people are saying that they think it was a script that he gave her and was forcing her to read. She added that they communicate daily. She sees him every other week, and he wants to thank all of his fans who continue to write him letters of support.
Yo, man, I believe I can fly. Inspired people.
Fabulous has spoken for the first time about that video that went viral last year. You'll remember the video that showed Fab screaming at his girlfriend Emily's dad and appearing to go after her with a knife. That went viral. Fabulous broke his silence, saying the video didn't tell the whole story. He says that his family dealt with the situation internally and hated how it played out in the public, adding that he apologizes for coming across in the light that, quote, I wouldn't want to be represented in, and that people make their opinions. All I can do is apologize.
Well, what's the story then? Give us the full story.
He threatened to shoot the guy
if I recall.
He just said the video didn't tell the whole story.
So. Right, really?
Right. It's like, I would hate to see what we didn't see that went down. And Justin Timberlake, speaking of not telling the whole story, he posted an apology on his Instagram last night, saying that a few weeks ago, quote, I displayed a strong lapse in judgment. Of course, he is referring to the photos that went viral of he and his co-star Alicia Wainwright, where they were holding hands and looking a little cozy in a New Orleans bar. Justin went on to say, let me be clear, nothing happened between me and my co-star. I drank way too much that night, and I regret my behavior. I should have known better. He went on to say that it's not an example he wants to set for his son, apologizing to his wife and family for putting them through an embarrassing situation, and quote, I am focused on being the best husband and father I can be.
So he's apologizing for getting really drunk, or...
Did you see the photos?
Yeah, they were holding hands. It looked sketchy.
It definitely looked sketchy. I'm not saying I think they had an affair or anything, but they looked a little cozy.
Yeah, they did.
Like something that if your wife saw, you would probably have some explaining to do.
Right, but if my wife saw that and I didn't do anything, the last thing I would do is apologize because
that makes it seem
like I did something.
It is a little strange.
You know what I'm saying?
It's plus the timing of it.
Yeah.
It's been a little while. It's like you waited this long and now you're posting.
No,
this.
I didn't cheat on her, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
What are you sorry for?
It was a little strange. All right, here's Romero with sports.
All right, let's do this. Celtics beat the Heat last night, 112-93. The Patriots almost had a new kicker, but that didn't happen. Chase McLaughlin went to the Indianapolis Colts on Wednesday. So I said this before and I'll say it again. If you can kick a football straight for about 40 yards, please hit up Robert Kraft at the Orchids of Asia Spa.
Oh, stop it.
In Florida. Tonight for Thursday Night Football, you have the 6-6 Dallas Cowboys taking on the Chicago Bears. Remember the Dallas Cowboys were supposed to be Super Bowl favorites at some point this year? The 49ers suspended a broadcaster for saying, actually, you know what? I'm just going to play what he said and you see if you find any of this suspension worthy, okay?
His dark skin color with a dark football with a dark uniform. You could not see that thing.
He was talking about the quarterback of the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, and why he's so good at doing play action fakes at like pretending to hand the ball off and then holding on to it and throwing it. And he said it was because
his dark skin color with a dark football with a dark uniform. You could not see that thing.
That is exhausting.
Oh, man.
That ain't funny.
It kind of is.
It really isn't.
Because I see what he's saying.
You might want to just stop
Seriously,
talking.
Like, no,
I get what he was thinking in his head, but you just can't say that out loud. I know you can't say it out loud, but I get what he's saying. He's like, yo, it's hard to see the football.
Stop talking.
That's all there is.
You should leave it alone.
No, I'm not saying what the guy's saying. I'm saying he's trying to say it's hard to see the football, but he went into too much detail about it. And finally, the Bruins. Tonight, they take on the Chicago Blackhawks. Bet the house on the Bruins. Why? Because so far this season, no Boston team has lost at home. Celtics,
oh, God.
Bruins, Patriots.
You can't say that. That jinxes the whole thing. I'm just saying, not you. Whoever is making the, you know, well, maybe it is you, too.
Yeah. If they lose, they're going to be like, oh,
Jinx!
Tuca gave up 6 goals because Romero said that we haven't lost at home yet. Listen, I'm just stating that so far this season, no one's lost at home yet. Yet. That's your sports.
All right. And your good news today. So 2 years ago, Kylie Knowles and Alyssa Lamoureux from Keene Middle School in New Hampshire saw a need and wanted to make a difference. So they saw that there were a lot of students in the hallway who were wearing the same clothes all the time or were wearing dirty clothes and they felt bad. So they talked to teachers and parents and the Keene Middle School Closet was born. It's a student-run mini thrift store that is a free shopping experience for anyone who needs clothes and students and parents. They go through the clothes to make sure they're not too heavily stained or worn out. And even more good news, Kylie and Alyssa are now in high school, but the project is still alive. That's your good news. And this report made hot by the Boston Bruins. Catch the hard-hitting action tonight as the Bruins take on the Chicago Blackhawks. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.